Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Jim Cran, Randy Bauman, it's the DV Morning Show. Putting a sunny outlook on things here in Pittsburgh, it's our friend from iHeartPittsburgh.com, Lindsay Petros. Hi, Lindsay, how are you?
Lance.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good, Lance, good.
We had great feedback from your appearance on the show last week because you're teaching people about what's going on here in Pittsburgh. So
the next thing that I have this week is Brewcast. What is a brewcast? Podcasting plus beer equals brewcast. Two guys here in Pittsburgh have developed quite an awesome podcast called Should I Drink That? It's a Pittsburgh-based podcast about beer and places to drink beer. They drink it, so you don't have to.
Awesome.
They do an awesome job. They've been podcasting for over a year. I found them because I was looking, and I had accidentally missed the beer festival earlier in the summer, but they had podcasted about it. So if you're interested in beer drinking, or where to drink beer around Pittsburgh, check out Should I Drink That and see what they're up to. They've always got some interesting.
Well, how do you get that podcast? What is it, on iTunes or something
it's
like
on
that?
On iTunes, and you can get it from the website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and they even have some video up on YouTube, too, if you'd like to see what they're up to.
What else you got for us?
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode number 21 for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Damn straight, brother.
It might be one of those occasions.
Yeah, no doubt.
What you just heard there was some publicity we had.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We'd be pimping on the radio.
It was Lindsay from iHeartPGH.com on the DVE Morning Show here in Pittsburgh. Giving SIDT some love, some serious love. We didn't even know it was happening until we got into work, and all of a sudden we found all these emails from people saying, hey, you guys were on the radio. Check it out.
Yeah, no doubt. When I see her again, I'll have to buy her some beer.
We have to buy her many beers.
Many beers. Thanks,
appreciate Lindsay. It, Lindsay.
Yeah, that was awesome. We got a lot of respect for that. So, Spoon.
Yes, sir.
What we have for episode 21 is a good friend of mine was in Turkey recently. And he was kind enough to bring us back some gifts from Turkey.
What was he doing in Turkey?
He is in the reserves. So he had to go over there and, you know, spend some time with his peeps.
Yeah, it works for me. Hey, we got beer out of the deal.
Yeah, exactly, man. And he digs the travel, so he was more than happy to do it.
Well, apparently he digs you because he brought you back beer.
Yeah, he brought me back a shitload of beer from Turkey. And what we have is from the Efes Brewing Company, or Efes. I'm not sure how we really pronounce that.
E-F.
E-S.
Yeah. That's about all we know. We know nothing about Turkey. And, well, we're not really going to look it up because
it's good on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, the country.
Oh, Jesus. He's starting already.
Christ.
Okay, so let's see here. We've got
our first beer that we're going to check out is the Efes Pilsen, or Pilsner. This is their fine premium beer.
In a can.
And, you know, from what I've noticed, Spoon, I can't help but think this is the Budweiser of the Middle East. This is the Turkish Budweiser company.
Well, you know, from everything that I was looking up online about the company, this very much could be the Budweiser. It's, I believe, 80% of their beer sales comes from this company, actually.
They're a huge, huge company.
Or maybe they just don't support brewing over there. Who knows? But on Beer Advocate, this beer comes in at a 76. And our good friends over at RateBeer.com give it a 9.
Jeez, what a difference.
Well, That's probably one of the most extreme ones that we've had.
Yeah, we'll definitely find out who we agree with on this one. If it's that much of a difference, man.
Well, I do have some information here on the Pilsen. The FAs, what would you say? We're going to call it FAs?
FAs.
Okay, we'll go with the FAs.
Sure.
FAs Pilsen has become synonymous with beer in Turkey since 1969 with nearly 80% of the market share. It is a lager beer.
I think it means it's crap.
With 5% alcohol by volume. The Pilsner is the flagship brand of the FA's beverage, Gruppend.
That would be group for you English-speaking folks.
And is also produced in Russia and Romania and exported to over 30 countries overall the world, including the UK, Germany, USA, and Japan. The Pilsner, now see they have Pilsner and then they call it the Pilsner.
Pilsner, yeah.
Symbolizes joy in life and life. Joy and fun in life. There we go. Spoon can read. Those special, Jesus! Those special happy moments and relaxation.
Fucker hasn't even started drinking yet. Jesus.
Oh, my God. And you know it's the heat.
You know, and they're pimping special happy moments. I bet this is crap.
Well, you know what?
I don't like special happy moments.
That's usually what you get when you drink enough beer.
All right, let's crack these friggin' things open, Spoon.
I want to see if yours blows up on you first.
All right, Potsy, this is for you, man. Thanks for the beers. Cheers, man.
Nothing happened.
That smells like an average Pilsner.
All right, let's see how this thing pours.
Wow, that's light, dude.
Oh, my God, yeah, it is.
That's a watery-looking beer.
Well, it's got, you know what? It's
got some good carbonation to it.
It's got like it has a nice gold tint to it. But it does. It pours like a Budweiser. Actually, it pours like most of your high-volume beers that you get here in the States.
This comes in at 5%. I'm not sure if we mentioned that or not.
Oh, you got to smell this.
Yeah, to me, that smells like a typical Pilsner.
It smells like the floor of Heinz Field during Steelers game.
No doubt. That's funny.
All right.
Man.
So for the first one, you ready?
Cheers, brother. Here's the FS Pilsen.
Hmm, that's odd.
It's actually not that bad.
That's a very odd taste to it.
I like it.
It doesn't taste like the typical Pilsners that we have here.
I expected a real strong aftertaste to that. That was good, man.
Well, you know what? Most of the Pilsners that we have here taste really skunked. The nature of the beer, it tastes like it's skunked.
This almost has like a sweet floral taste to it, I think.
But see, the other thing, too, with this is, I mean, because of the fact that it did come in cans, it's not like the typical green bottles that we see.
Right.
You know, no sun's getting to it, so maybe that's part of the reason. Oh, man, the head's completely gone on this.
Do you get like a bread taste out of that?
I got to try this again. Hold on. I was overcame the first time I tried this. Here, hold on one second.
I did see one reviewer on Rate Beer describes it as some hints of cardboard and oxidized malt in the front of the palate, but otherwise pretty tasteless. Didn't expect much from a Turkish beer, and I got what I expected.
This isn't that bad.
I'm
surprised.
I tend to disagree with cardboard, boy. This is actually a pretty good beer.
I do get the bread.
Yeah, that's what this is one of the first things I noticed, that aftertaste. Like,
I'm actually enjoying
like bread.
Spit. I'm actually enjoying this.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Mm. Oh, I like how this tastes.
Not bad at all, man.
Wow, this is so appealing to my palate.
What was the ratings on that again? Beer Advocate gave it a 76, and Rate Beer gave it a 9.
Now, it's not something that's completely... It's surprising me for a Pilsner is the thing.
Yeah, it's got a real sweet, like, bread taste to it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is the best beer that I've ever had.
Surprisingly good for what it is, right.
Like I said, most Pilsners taste like ass. Or actually, yeah, that guy was right. It tastes like cardboard.
Cardboard.
I noticed that when we were doing the 80 beer challenge over at Three Sons Dogs and Suds, that we had to drink a couple Pilsners and they were rough.
Yeah, some of them beers on that list were
X-Port
nasty.
X-Port 33.
Yeah, I like the X-Port 33.
Dude, that was nasty.
I think I'm the only one that does. Smells like ass, but tastes like good beer.
You have to be the only one that likes that.
Maybe we'll review that in an upcoming episode.
I'm liking this.
Yeah, me too, Spoon. This is an excellent beer.
Unfortunately, they don't have too much. This beer is distributed in the United States from what the readings on the website said, but yeah, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in our area, the Pittsburgh area.
Although,
at all.
Pennsylvania, we don't see too many fine beers either.
But we're special. These came straight from Turkey.
I dig the writing that's on it, too. This is what I like about it is there, a good amount of this is in English, but then the rest of it's
in
Turkish.
Turkish?
Istanbul.
Is that the right word for it? Turkish?
Turkish. Istanbul is not Constantinople.
Wow. They might be brewers. I mean, giants. Yes, Ben, I'm impressed, man. FS now, Pilsen, premium beer.
Here's what I like. They have the ingredients on the side of the can, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Water, barley, malt, rice. Rice, wow.
Yeah,
CO2.
Typical of the Budweiser, you know, comparison.
Selected hops and yeast. That's actually, they have
date and hour.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Date and hour. See bottom of can for expiry.
Okay, wait, hold on. 9:20. Okay, so it expires on the 21st of September. At 10:35.
Damn, I'm glad we got to it now.
Oh, wait, no,
8:35,
that's 20.
Yeah.
is that? I think he killed someone for this can because there's blood on the bottom of it.
Wow. He beat somebody over the head with it. Nice. Big red blotch on the bottom of Spoon's
FS can. He stole it off some homeless guy in Turkey. Give me a beer!
Potsy, what the hell did you do? Beat up a guy for a six-pack? What the hell?
Oh. Wow. Spoon likes.
Yeah, so does Sick Puppy, man. I'm impressed.
Damn it, we thought we weren't going to like this beer. actually, that makes me feel better now.
Yeah, so while I'm finishing this can of F.A.'s Pilsen and enjoying it, you got any news for us or anything like that?
Well, there is one thing that I did want to bring up. Well, there's a couple things. I got a whole sheet of things I wanted to bring up. We'll see what we hit.
He's full of information today.
I'm a plethora of information today. For those of you
well,
out there,
a plethora of ranting. I'm not sure which.
Well, I'm not going to be ranting too much, bro.
No,
I leave that for Chud at thebeerreport.com.
Chud at thebeerreport.com.
I just want to let everybody know that if you go to our website, there's a banner ad. I guess you could say our banner on most of our just about all of our pages. We are looking for nominations for the third annual podcasting awards. Voting ends, or the nomination ends, on the 15th. I want to say, get it in by the 15th. We'd appreciate it. If you're listening to the show and it's past the 15th and we're nominated, vote for us. We are under the food and drink category is where you should put us in for. And then, whatever other shows you like, put in the other categories. And don't forget our friends over at the Wrestling Mayhem Show to put them in for entertainment.
Yes, nominate the Wrestling Mayhem Show, boys. Great bunch of guys, man. I'm actually sorry I missed that show, Spoon.
Yeah, I was over at the Wrestling Mayhem Studios.
Yeah, unfortunately, Sick Puppy couldn't make that one, but maybe next time,
guys. Sick Puppy's got work.
Maybe next time, boys.
But for those of you out there who have not heard yet, I was on the Wrestling Mayhem Show, episode 74 of theirs. You can go to WrestlingMayhemShow.com, and there's links to download the show. It'll take you over to TalkShoe. And basically what these guys do is it's a two-hour show, and the first hour is dedicated to reviews of wrestling, like WWE, their SmackDown, their Raw, and all that other jive that's going on.
Do they talk about any of the older wrestling, like ECW or anything like that? Or
they know the history of it, but they mostly keep up with current events.
You know, I'm not a huge wrestling fan, Spoon, but you know, back in the day, I did watch the more hardcore stuff. You know, the ECW when they were rough, and
they were talking about the backyard brawl and the backyard wrestling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
These guys are hardcore wrestling fans, so go ahead and check them out. Listen to the show. The second half of their show is, and this is what's really cool too, is they do a live call-in show where fans that are listening can call in via TalkShoe and ask the guys questions or talk about stuff that happened on Raw or SmackDown or whatever the hell shows are on. And you get to talk to these guys live, and all the shows are recorded, and then they also answer viewer email and postings and great bunch of guys. And, you know, we met them at PodCamp Pittsburgh last year, and we clicked right away. I mean, what goes better with the wrestling podcast than beer?
Beer.
So, of course, you know.
We're a good fit.
We're a good fit.
We're all crazy, so.
So, yeah, definitely go and check out that show. Check out Sorg, Lunchbox, the Doc, who was not there, Doc Remedy, and Chad, the motherfucking Chad, who has his own fan club now. He has 80 members in his fan club.
Nice.
Let's check it out on Facebook.
And you also might want to check out Sorg's band. He has a
crap.
This is called Crap.
Crap.
They are a rat group, kind of in the sense of Insane Clown Posse, that kind of a genre, I guess you'd call it.
We might be playing some of their music on a few of our shows here. Sork had sent me a couple tunes to try out that his band's made, and they're actually pretty funny, too.
Yeah, maybe we'll end the show with one of their songs on this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know exactly which one we can end it with.
All right. Yeah.
So we'll have a treat for you at the end of the Sorgness.
We'll pimp your music there, Sorge.
Sorge. That's awesome. So how's this beer treating you?
I'm loving it, man. Keep talking because I'm enjoying it.
I got to refill my glass here.
Do it, brother.
There's a lot of stuff inside this. How big is this?
So, again, this is a pounder.
50 DE.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
Delaware.
I'm assuming that's 16 ounces. It looks like a pounder can. I'm not really up on my Turkish units of measurement, so I don't know. But, yeah, I'm assuming this is a pounder can. It looks like a pounder can.
Well, you know, we can check. We can always take it to the Google.
Take it to the Google. Spoon, you were telling me about an article you saw in the Post-Gazette about not all light beers being created equal. What the hell is that all about?
Well, the main gist of the article, which was in the Sunday Post-Gazette, was they were talking about how all the light beers, you know, everyone's trying to say, oh, well, you know, this is the healthiest beer, whatever, for you. And it's still retaining the flavor of the beer, but what's happening is they're reducing the calories, and not all light beers have the same amount of calories in it. Some beers have 90, some have like 115.
Right.
And basically the article was about how each of the light beers will say they're the best for you, and, you know, we've got this many calories over this other beer.
It's all bullshit.
It's a whole light beer. Yeah, you know what? It was a high-volume beer war. It's something that we don't give a shit about.
You know, all these big-name breweries are going for that, you know, the health kick craze and trying to get people to drink their beers because, you know, they won't get fat from it, which is bullshit.
Well, you know, speaking of bullshit that these big companies are doing right now.
How about exercising and drinking beer? What's wrong with that?
Well, I was checking out the new issue of Beer Advocate, which came in the mail yesterday. And this would be the July 2007 issue, so I don't know if it's on newsstands yet, but get a subscription, you get it early. There's something in this article that really pissed me off, and I'm sure it's going to piss off a lot of other
beer
drinkers.
Fill me in.
If Coors seems to sing a one-note song, there's a reason. They're banking on drinkers equating coldness with quality.
Yeah, dude, I mean, that's the American way. Ice-cold beer. Hide the flavor.
The fact that they're marketing, yeah, obviously they don't have real beer drinkers in their marketing because they're saying, hey, the colder the better. You're killing the flavor. That's why.
Exactly.
Coors is so damn bad
that
you have to make it so, you know, ungodly cold that you don't taste it.
And that's another thing I thought about this Efes brewery is even on the Pilsen can, it says best served ice cold. So, you know, they're kind of going for that same market, I think.
What do you have on your beer fridge here? What's the temp? 42.
That's at 42 degrees right
that's
now.
Not bad.
Yeah. No.
No, but Coors wants you to chill the shit out of this thing. That's why they put that, for the idiots, they put that label on there that turns blue.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I saw a bunch of guys freaking out at the bar over that. Hey, they thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Hey, my beer's turning blue.
Oh, dude, look, it's cold enough. Dude, what you're saying is, dude, it's cold enough so I don't have to taste this shit. It's just going to get me drunk.
You're the people that we need to convert.
Yes, exactly.
Put down your Coors Light right now. Drop it. I don't care where you're at. Get rid of it. You should not be drinking that shit while you're listening to us.
Exactly.
Coors, Bud, whatever. Get rid of it. Give it to your neighbor. Chuck it at the paper boy.
Save it for your friends and family that come over. And
give it to them.
Yeah. Save the craft beer for yourself, man.
Or at least go out and try experimenting with some. That's what we're here for. Open your eyes to other beers.
All that we're asking is you try something new. And don't give up if the first beer you try you don't like, because there's so many different flavor profiles out there. You know, it may take some trial and error, but, you know.
And our beer has more alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. It's another good one.
But always, whatever you do, respect the beer.
Yes, respect the beer. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Damn, this is good. I didn't expect this.
This is really good.
And, you know, just a note, I just got off of a 12-hour work shift.
I woke his ass off.
Had about 3 hours of sleep before this show. I'm having beer for breakfast. I think I ate about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning while I was on shift. And that was it. So I'm pretty much having barley and hops for my first meal of the day.
Well, you know what? Beer should be your breakfast.
Yeah, and it can be, too. Good oatmeal stout in the morning.
It's got all the delicious stuff you need.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into beer and breakfast food pairings because I think food pairings are kind of bullshit anyway.
You saying that because I'm looking at the food pairing section of your advocate right now?
Well, for me, dude, it's up to personal taste. I don't want to read what somebody else, you know, says is good with that or this.
Well, see, this is the nice thing with these articles is these guys are telling you how to cook with it.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm
not thrilled about people that are, like, I'll say, well, this would go good with a steak or this goes good with ribs or whatever. That's my opinion.
Right.
Give it a shot.
It's all about opinion, you know. I mean, even the guys that say, you know, and write the articles about the food pairing, take it as an opinion. Don't take it as, you know, the de facto standard. That's just someone else's opinion. Just because they're writing an article about it doesn't mean that they're an expert by any means.
Yeah, look at us. We have a podcast.
Yeah.
And you're listening to us.
It's all about personal taste, man. So, you know, don't let the snobbishness get to you.
If you don't agree with it, start your own.
Exactly.
Let everybody else know why.
Yep. Tell everyone why you like that stout with your tacos.
Hey, we should do something with tacos. We should have a Mexican night.
Wow. Another Cinco de Mayo.
Extended version of it.
Yeah, but anyway, that's my thought on food pairings. So let's get to another topic, Spoon.
I'm loving this beer.
Let's get to underage drinking, or binge drinking, as they call it in the United States.
This is a very sore subject with us. Especially with Sick Puppy here, the seasoned veteran of the show.
Mad started this, at least this when I first heard of it. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, a while back, they considered binge drinking as three drinks in 1 hour. Binge drinking, to me, is three beers or three drinks in 5 minutes. That's binge drinking. Yes.
Because if you listen to our show, obviously, we have more than that while we're recording. So according to their definition, shouldidrinkthat.com is a binge drinking show.
Even when we're sampling beers, we're binge drinking.
Yeah, because they never say, is it 12 ounces? Is it 16 ounces? Or maybe is it every time we have a 5-ounce sampler?
Right. And, you know, another thing that pisses me off is there's actually a fucking definition for binge drinking across the world. And they call it the 5/4 definition.
What's that?
Which basically means a binge drinker is a man who consumes five or more alcoholic drinks on an occasion of unspecified duration, and a woman who consumes four or more drinks on an occasion of unspecified length. What the hell does that mean?
That means we're screwed whenever we go to Three Sons for free samplings on Thursdays.
Unspecified? So if I have five beers in a day and a half, I'm a binge drinker?
What the hell is... Basically, yeah, that's what they're telling you.
That's ridiculous, man. What the hell?
Who comes up with these?
I don't know. It's fucking
stupid.
People
that don't drink.
Government.
The government. Well, you said that's a worldwide definition, though, right?
Yeah.
So it's the United Nations.
Yeah, fucking assholes. And there's one point that I can understand is some people argue that binge drinking happens, at least in the U.S., not because of the underage drinking laws, but or actually not in spite of the underage drinking laws, but because of it. I mean,
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, the proponents of a lower drinking age argue that strict drinking laws drive underage drinkers underground instead of, like, you know, in a licensed establishment where they'll be better supervised and under less pressure to binge. And, you know, the people that are against it are citing that, you know, the mortality rates in young kids and shit will, you know, jack up and
be out
of control.
That's the thing that I don't like with the whole 21 thing. That's granted, I'm not 21 anymore, so it really doesn't faze me. But the whole point of the reason why people, at least myself and my friends, when we were under the age of 21, when we were drinking, we would do it because of the fact that we weren't allowed to.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying that, you know, 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds, because that's really pushing the lines there. 18 is considered...
Can you say Sick Puppy?
Yeah. We won't go into when Father Spoon started drinking.
Yeah.
Up in his bedroom in a dark corner crying at night.
Right.
But the whole thing is, if you know, if you're going to be 18 and you're going to die for this country, you're going to do all this other shit.
Exactly.
If that's it, that's the de facto age, that's what you do.
Yep. I think it should be 18 or, you know, 19, whatever.
That's, well, you know what, they have it as 19 up in Canada, and there's no, well, I don't want to say there's no problems with it, but there's not a binge drinking issue of
right.
it. And the article in the Post-Gazette today was actually titled, for collegians in Canada, drinking is no big thing. And the people they interviewed said, we don't binge drink up here because of the simple fact that it's available. So, you know, it's not like this, you know, big special, like, oh, we're breaking the law.
Or, right, it's no big deal like to them. It's when just 18, part of life.
When you're 18, 19, you're considered an adult, so...
Which you
crack
should
open
be.
A beer, fucking have a good time.
And, you know,
you
how much are you going to mature from when you're 18 to 21? You got 3 years? Just, you know,
well, seriously,
come on.
If you're taught by your parents and by your friends, respect beer.
Or alcohol.
Alcohol in general. Respect it. You know, don't take it for granted. And don't do it just so you can get all shit-faced all the time. Appreciate
and
it.
I figure, dude, once you're 18, you already pretty much, you know, have your mindset. As an adult, the next 3 years aren't going to make a difference on your drinking habits.
Not on my drinking habits, but I did a lot of shit between 18 and 21.
Yeah, well, even...
Mostly because I wasn't allowed to, though.
Yeah, even on that note, I think I drank more when I was underage than I do now, which is sad.
I drank a lot of grain.
But yeah.
Which is thankfully banned now.
Right. At least in PA.
But the reason why we did is because you weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's something that you could ease
the thrill of the chase.
Because once you're 18, you basically, I don't want to say you severtize, but you move away from your family. You start your own adulthood, your own lifestyle,
right.
Which is perfectly fine. You should be able to have a nice frothy beverage if you want, or mixed drink or whatever. But you're out on your own. This is the kind of stuff that's pissing me off because they're like, well, we got to sneak around because we're still not allowed to do this yet.
Right.
And that's what's causing people to have issues with it. If you know once you turn 18, anybody can do it, you're going to slide into it. You're not going to be out there. You know, getting shit-faced all the time, throwing parties and stuff.
Right.
Well, the assholes will. The idiots will.
And you're always going to have that anyway. I mean,
and they're the ones we want to kick the shit out of.
The party people. That's all good.
That's right, because this Effie's Pilsen's making me aggressive now.
Turkish beer pisses Spoon off. Mm. I must say, I'm actually
we've really been milking this
nice and calm.
I've been appreciating
because this is good, man. Yeah.
We have some fine beverages on tap. Well,
again, Potsy, my boy that brought this back from Turkey, I want to thank you again.
That's just a fun name.
Potsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's like when I was on Wrestling Mayhem show, they have a guy on there that calls in on the cell phone, and his name's Chachi. So I'm just laughing now because I'm like, Potsy,
wow.
Chachi. We got all these guys. You know, that would be a really bad thing if we have people start calling into our show or calling us on the cell phone. Put me on your show. One of the other things I wanted to bring up to everybody, too, is we have a very special event going on August 18th and 19th here in Pittsburgh. It will be PodCamp Pittsburgh 2. Yes, that would be the second one that we're having. We're actually having it before a lot of the other PodCamps are having their second one because, well, Pittsburgh's better. Just the best way to put it. Patting ourselves on the back here in the Berg. But, yeah, it's, what it is a two-day podcasting, blogging, vlogging, Twittering, MySpace, Facebook, conglomerate conference. It's an unconference.
Social networking / podcasting / blogging conference.
Unconference,
yes, excuse me.
There is a set schedule of who's doing what and when, but that can also change during the day. There could be added, demonstrations going on during
right.
the day or talks or whatever that might spawn from another one. And if you don't like it, you can leave. You're not set at whatever room you're in or whatever session you're in. You could go wherever the hell you want. If you want to go into the mentors lounge and talk to people, which we will probably be at because, well, we're badass and we can't sit still for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sign up for it. It's free. Free. Yeah. No money. Free. Go to podcamppittsburgh.com and sign up.
It's a good time, man. We had a blast last year.
And it's good for if you want to get into podcasting or any of this stuff, there's the basic levels, and then there's also the advanced for people that like us who have been doing this for over a year, and we might want to learn different techniques or different things.
Right.
There's something for everyone, and it's free. Free. Go to it.
Did you mention it was free?
I think it's free.
Okay.
And you also get to see our smiling faces.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Wrestling Mayhem guys.
And come up and say hello.
And the cast from Something to Be Desired. And there's just a ton of people that are going to be here. Last year, we had the cast from Tiki Bar TV.
Yeah, dude, that was unforgettable,
that was
man.
Fun.
The after party kicked ass. Yes.
If you're there just to learn, that's great. But if you want to have a good time, too, the after party is the place to be. And actually, the night before, which would be the 17th, there's usually a
meet-and-greet, as
they
call it.
Yeah, like a meet-and-greet thing. This year it's going to be at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. So, you know, plan everything now. But if you go to the website, it will tell you everything. Check it out. It's going to be a good time if it's anything like last year. Oh, this is gonna rock. Oh, I had so much fun last year. And we didn't know anybody going into this thing. But we left there with
a lot of friends, many connections,
and beer.
All right. I have the next beer ready to go, Spoon, and this one I'm kind of scared of.
That looks like a Budweiser label.
Clear bottle. It's FS Ice Beer.
FS Ice?
Ice. It's Ice Bira, B-I-R-A, which I assume is beer.
You know, I went looking online. I could not find anything for this beer. Yeah. I don't think it really exists in this plane of existence.
I'd read you the ingredients, but it's all in Turkish.
Improvise. What do you think it has in it?
Crap.
And?
Corn and rice and shit.
So it's got to be good.
We only have one bottle of this, thank God, so we're sharing this one. I don't have high hopes for this one, Spoon. The FS Ice. Here we go.
I can tell right now that you're looking for... Oh, look. There's nothing coming out of that bottle. Usually when you crack it open... Oh, the face!
It smells like ass, man.
I have to get a picture of the face... He just made. Wait, you have to. Don't taint your smell. We have to get another shot of this. Oh, this is going to be funny. I wish you people can. Well, actually, you people will be able to see this here shortly, because I will have these pictures posted on the shouldidrinkthat.com website. Check out our photo albums.
Damn,
and you'll see
dude.
All of our pictures on there. And hey, if you're a fan of the show and you have some,
I was just
going
to mention that, man.
Take a picture and send it to us. We'll put you on the website.
Here goes nothing.
And we don't care how ugly you are because we're on there. Oh! Oh, my God. Look how clear that thing is. That's not even colored water. What the hell?
Wow, that's...
Oh, my God.
That's a clear-ass beer. Pour your own. I'm going to savor in the smell of this crap.
It's
got a vinegar smell to it, doesn't it?
Hold on.
I smell vinegar.
That's not something you would douche with.
What do you douche with? Some Turkish ice beer. Kills a lot.
Okay, wait,
smell that, dude.
Dude, this is like feet.
It smells like... Do you get a vinegar smell out of that?
This has got to be the worst smelling beer of all time. This is worse than that Brahma that you had, the 7-year-old shit.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh,
I'm actually kind of glad we tried the Pilsner first, because if we would have tried this first, I think I would have had
quit.
Less hopes for the rest of the beers.
All right.
Cheers, man. Oh, we drink it so you don't have to, motherfuckers. Oh, that tastes like shit.
Oh.
I get a high vinegar taste out of that, man. Sour vinegar flavor.
Oh, that is disgusting.
That's fucking wrong.
Oh.
All right.
There is no crime in this world.
We're 1-1 so far in these beers.
That this would be considered a suitable punishment.
Holy shit. The ice beer is bad beer.
My eyes are bleeding from it.
Well, you know what this means, Spoon.
Hey, this is our first chug in a while.
Yeah, it is, man.
All right, fuck it. Let's
cheers,
fuck
brother.
Fuck it, chug it.
Chugging for my breakfast. That's wrong.
Oh, God. Who was it that was talking about the lacing? Was that PB Rick?
I don't know. I don't really care about the lacing, to be honest with
you. Well, look at it in this thing. There's...
Yeah, it's like...
Dude, lacing's supposed to be a good thing. You know what? You're fucking crazy.
Like sticking to the entire glass.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
That's a horrible fucking beer.
Oh.
I've tried ice beers in the past, mostly from the big label boys. And, I think Ice House is the only one I really actually liked. This is bad. Dude, I got really high vinegar, sour vinegar taste to that.
Oh. That was so foul.
That's horrible, man. What the fuck? That's just wrong.
Let's see if I can get a picture of the lacing on this for you guys to see.
I'm glad we only got one bottle of that shit. Thanks, Potsy.
As Sick Puppy would say, kill yourself on that one.
Damn.
Oh. Oh.
All right, while we're recovering from that, I'm going to go get the next beer. And Spoon, you want to talk about my new venture?
I'll get the beer. You talk about your venture. Yeah, you pimp your own shit.
You're closer to the damn beer fridge anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, guys, I started a home brewing again. Made my first batch about June 9th. They're on the other. Yeah, that'll be good. Sorry, I'm instructing Spoon on which beer to grab next. But anyway, I started home brewing again after like a 7 or 8 year hiatus, somewhere around in there. Been itching to do it again, and finally got it started. I made a beer called Tongue Splitter. It's in the bottles right now. Tongue Splitter. It's an American pale ale. It's an extract kit that I got off a northern brewer. You know, I'm starting with the extracts just to get back in the swing of things, hopefully to go all grain soon. But I wanted to start another website because I know a lot of people I talk to are intimidated about, you know, making their own beer. And one of them. Yeah, they think it's, you know, too difficult, too time-consuming, pain in the ass and all that. So I wanted to give people a place to go, and, you know, I'm starting out again for the first time in years, and I want people to see, you know, how it's done, and I want people to see, you know, the mistakes that I make so they don't make the same ones. And it's basically going to be a, you know, just a blog, if you will, about my homebrewing experiences. You know, come check it out and ask questions or give advice. And it's basically geared toward the beginning or wannabe homebrewer. So, and the address for that is shouldibrewthat.com. Going off the whole, you know, should I...
Craze
that we have going on. There's not too much up there now. I'm still trying to get it... get some more content on there. Been a busy boy, so it's taken some time. But
so you're basically like showing for newbies like myself, like a start to finish. Hey, this is how we brew beer. This is how I brew beer. These are some of the mistakes I made.
You know, I'm not too proud to put my mistakes up there on the internet. You know, I fuck up. I'll admit it. And I did this first batch, and I'll talk about it. You know, it's just I haven't done it for a while, so I made some stupid mistakes, and you will. Even the experienced homebrewers fuck up every now and then. So I'm just trying to take out the intimidation factor of homebrewing. And that's my goal there. So check out shouldibrewthat.com. Like I said, there's not too much up there at the moment. There's a little bit. I got the beer recipe I made and some pictures on there of my first brew day.
How'd all that turn out? I saw the pictures, but I like overall, how's the process been so far?
Awesome, man. I made... one major mistake, which I'll post and talk about up there on that. We'll talk about that later. But
and you were actually asked to...
it's a lot of fun, man. Even fucking up is fun.
You were asked to do a little special something for next year.
Yes, the guys from PodCamp Pittsburgh actually want me to create a beer for them and label it like, you know, PodCamp Pittsburgh 2 Pale Ale or whatever.
Or like a PodCamp Porter or
PodCamp
whatever.
Porter, something like that, so... That's going to be in the works for next PodCamp 3, I hope.
And hopefully, if it turns out right, maybe we can find someone to like mass brew it for us for the podcast.
Nice.
That'd be pretty damn cool.
That would be cool, actually. And you talk to the guys from East End or something. But so yeah, that's my new venture. Again, work in progress, so bear with me on that. You know, at least go there, bookmark it, and you know, check it out frequently, and I'll have updates there hopefully soon. So. You got the next beer there, Spoon?
Yes, I do. As you can tell, should I drink? That's expanding our horizons.
Yes.
Doing more things. Not really so you don't have to, but for the hell of it.
I'm making mistakes in home brewing so you don't have to.
Just wait till I start my cooking site. Yeah.
Sweet.
Grilling with Spoon. That's going to be a bad sign. Of course, once we get done moving, which that is one of the big announcements for the show.
Yes, Spoon's on the move.
Studio B is going to be within minutes of Studio A, within about a month or so.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah, we're packing up the homestead and We're hitching up and moving out here to Cranberry.
Closer to the puppy.
Yeah, this is going to be scary. Sister
Lushy. So my ride home from your place won't be as dangerous next time.
Sister Lushy's already said, dear God, I didn't realize you were that close to that asshole.
Of course, now I'm going to have to take the long way around, because if I leave your place drunk, I drive right past the police station.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. Yeah. We'll have to figure something out here.
I'm going to have to walk and just be careful I don't get hit by a damn truck.
We'll talk to Jesus. He's the one that drives you home.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, dude, we need to talk. If you see a cop, hit him. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we respect all law enforcement around here.
Yes, we do. They arrest people so I don't have to kill them.
Is that what the rule is these days?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. If it wasn't for them, anarchy would ensue. Order. Law and order.
Hold on one second.
Judge Dredd, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta see who the hell. Okay, so the next one we have here is, I don't even know how else it is.
Fisha?
Fisha Bira. Cascazira.
Cascazira. Fisha Bira.
All right, now if you want to give me the opener for this, the SIDT.
There you go.
Actually, we don't need it. It's a twist-off.
Wow.
This could be even better.
They make a twist-off. Damn, how's that smell?
I can't really tell.
No?
I'm going to have to pour this first here. Well, I have no idea what this beer is about.
Can you find these guys on Beer Advocate?
I found nothing on them.
Nothing at all?
Well, there's a link for it. Like, there's a couple reviews, but not enough to give an actual rating for it.
So
we're going in this blind.
Yeah, we're going in this one blind. Fisha Bira, or Fisha Bira. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Save some for me, asshole.
I saved some. Here you go. Dude, look at the bubbles in that thing. It looks like soap.
Yeah, it's carbonated as hell. I love the bottle. It kind of looks like a barrel.
Oh, my God, is that clear.
This comes in at 5% alcohol, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, it says 5% on the bottle, so the only reason why we know that. And it is cool that they actually do it by volume, too, in there.
Yeah. This is a mystery beer that's not really a mystery.
It is to us because we can't speak Turkish. We can't read Turkish.
And we can't find any goddamn information.
Save some. I don't have a full thing yet. I didn't know how much was in that, so that's enough. It's a swig.
I got more than you. So this better be good.
I hope it's not, because then you got to chug it.
It's a nice golden color, but nice head on it. How's it smell?
It actually looks like a Miller Lite.
It doesn't smell that bad.
It smells like a Miller Lite. Let's give it a taste.
Like a caramel smell to it. It's got a sweet, bitey aftertaste to it.
It does.
It's not bad.
It does have a little caramel to it.
Yeah, a little caramel sweetness to it.
Or caramel, depending on where
you're at. Caramel. There's not much on the label of this. We'll post pictures of all the labels for later viewing.
Wow, this is very unique.
Fisha Bira, or Fisha Bira, F-I-C-I-B-I-R-A. And if I find any more on this after the show, I'll post it on the show notes. There's got to be something out there. We just can't find it.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a sweet, like, caramely taste to it.
Wow, I'm honestly surprised.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was going to be shit.
Turks know how to make some beer. You never hear about their beer.
Must be the Christians. I don't think the Muslims make good beer.
Oh, because all Catholics are alcoholics. We all know that.
Muslims don't drink, so.
Us Catholics do.
So thank you to the Christian Turkish folk. Yeah, dude, I like this a lot. I'm impressed. So far we got 2 for 1.
Well, you know what? There might be something that plays into why they make some decent beers here.
I don't even know what style this is, man. It tastes just like a lager, but I don't know.
Well,
it's odd. One thing I found out. Caramel sweet taste to it.
One thing I found out while doing my research on this, on the company itself, the FA's Beverage Group, or the EBG.
Yeah, they're a huge beverage company.
The EBGBs.
They make soda, all kind of shit.
Yeah, this is what I thought was really cool. It's the majority of the Anadolu. Dulu?
I think it's Dulu, but yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's the main company. Conduct their business throughout partnerships with joint ventures, with a number of Turkish belch, with a number of international corporations like Coca-Cola, Miller. Miller.
Yeah.
Foster, Samsung, Isuzu, McDonald's.
Wow.
Wow, these guys are in with everybody. And Lamborghini. Not Lamborghini. I wanted to say
what
that.
What the hell is
that,
a Lamborghini?
Lamborghini. I'm sure that's something big over there. We don't have
right. That. Yeah, so I'm actually going to do more research on this beer, see what I can find, because, you know, if not for you folks, at least for me, I like this beer.
If you guys want to check out their website, too, because we found out different ones.
Yeah, there's one that's all in Turkish. Don't go to that one.
Yeah, we made the mistake of going to that one. I'm like, yeah, sick pup, I can't read this. go to fespilsner.com. It's E-F-E-S-P-I-L-S-E-N-E-R.com. And there's a link to – it's very graphic intensive if you go to their Dreamin' Effies, I think is their other site.
Dude, my beer's almost gone already. Yeah, I like
it's
this.
It's a good beer. I'm digging this beer.
I'm digging it. Again, this is the – and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Fisi Bira.
I'm sure we're not.
Or Fiki.
We don't pronounce anything
Fisi
right
sounds
on the show.
Because we're American and we're stupid when it comes to international language.
No, we're just ignorant.
Yeah, ignorant, not stupid. Thank you. That's a better word. It's a more politically correct
word
to make us look
Americans.
Smarter. Yeah. Dumbass fucking redneck hick Americans. Go ahead, yeah. I'll say it. Yeah, cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Two good beers so far, one bad one, man. That fucking ice was pathetic. That was nasty.
Let me tell you.
It's got some good flavor to it. Again, it's like a caramel malt sweetness to it.
I like that, though.
Yeah, it's very good.
That's a good summertime beer. You get
exactly.
You get home from work, you want to chill on the porch or whatever.
Right now, and where we're at, it's about 90 degrees.
Oh, it's fucking hot.
This would be a good beer for that. So very refreshing.
If you hear a little hum every once in a while, that's the air conditioning, because it's really fucking hot.
Hear a little hum?
Hum. Yeah.
Give me a hummer.
No, thanks.
Oh, man.
Drink your beer.
I'm just going to drink this, finish it. What the hell do we have next?
Oh, dude.
I think we got one or two more beers to go.
We do, so we're going to kind of speed this up a little bit.
That's funny. Luke. All right. You know what? We're going to pause for a second because I need to rinse these glasses out because the next beer we have is
a
dark beer, and I want to get these glasses clean.
It's
so
a strong dark.
We shall return.
Un momento, por favor.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Glasses rinsed, ready to go, man.
Oh.
What do we have next? Tell the peeps, man. You had mentioned something to me earlier about this one. And I was kind of like,
first of all, I have to laugh because there's a red panther on this bottle.
Yeah.
This is the Effie's Dark, strong dark beer. It's 6.1%. For us, that ain't strong. But we're going to find out. But the red panther.
Yeah, I find it funny. Again, Beer Advocate, 81. Rate Beer has a 26. Another huge difference in ratings there, man.
And as we find out, we tend to lean more towards the Beer Advocate.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, really, we don't know who these people are that are rating on Rate Beer. But just a little brief synopsis of the beer.
Tell the folks about the Dark.
Dark has a distinctive hint of caramel / caramel that provides its dark color and hearty flavor. Just like the F.A. Pilsen, it is produced using bottom fermentation technique with roasted malt used in brewing, accounting for its characteristic flavor and color. F.A.'s Dark has been awarded with the gold medal in the 1998 Mod Selections Brussels.
Oh, we'll see about that.
In the best beer category. 1998, that's almost 10 years already. Here's the punch. The brand...
Yeah, this is what I thought was funny.
The brand, positioned on its uniqueness, targets customers and consumers with alternative lifestyles. Sponsorship of musical events and alternative sports. Alternatives? What the
hell is that? Is that like BMX, or are they talking like
wheelchair racing with guns? I don't know.
Wow.
Helps strengthen the product's image in the market. So
now, I don't know about over there, but alternative lifestyles over here means a completely different thing, I'm hoping.
I'm thinking. That's
because
what
when they say alternative sports, I'm thinking they're talking like R-word for extreme sports.
That could be it.
Yeah.
So but, that could be extreme lifestyle. We don't know.
Alternative lifestyles to us means a completely different thing. So, we'll see how this goes.
Hey, guess what? It's a twist off.
We got another twist off from Epes.
But there is something we need you guys to hear first.
Yes. I actually won a contest from BigFoamyHead.com. They gave away a prize on one of their shows, a little trivia question on who the individual was on the...
Singing the song, I guess.
No, it wasn't singing the song. They had they were holding up like a local paper, and they asked who was on the cover of it.
Oh, okay.
And you win
it's
a prize.
Been a while since
it's
that.
Been a while. Thanks for the gifts, by the way, so Big Foamy Head.
This is the gift.
You went above and beyond, so.
You're going to like this.
This is what I won.
Did you hear it? I'll do it one more time because I was kind of muffling it.
How about a beer?
We have the official Three Stooges bottle.
Talking bottle opener.
Talking bottle opener. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that. And the other gifts you sent out were just, above and beyond.
I think we
owe you guys one a lot, man.
I think that's a right, though.
That's awesome.
I've never seen. Oh, I have a Homer Simpson one, which I usually play to death, but I've never seen a Three Stooges.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably get sick of the Three Stooges one after about four shows.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, cool. We'll have to keep it to a minimum, I think.
All right, so here we go. The twist off.
Can't believe we're doing twist offs, man. I think this is a SIDT first. Like some of the malt liquors we did were twist offs.
Well, that's malt liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
Purchased at the original O Hot Dog Shop, Oakland, Pennsylvania.
The best selection of malt liquor beers you'll ever find in the Pittsburgh area.
Well, they're not kidding about it being dark.
Wow, that is dark. Holy shit.
And it's got more soap bubbles.
Give me some.
We're not drinking Clark yet.
Let's get some. I'm intrigued.
Looks like Coke. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It's not white.
It smells like a dark beer. I wonder what they mean by dark, though. I guess the dark roasted malt.
It could just be, it could just be dark.
It's not like
dark color.
It's a lager, so.
It smells kind of decent.
6.1%.
6.1% lager. Well, it's a strong. I said it's stronger. All right.
Cheers, brother. Check this one out. Wow.
Taste the caramel in that. I can really taste the caramel in that.
Yeah, there's caramel malts in that.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of roasted flavor in that, too. It's really, really good. All right. So
you usually have coffee in the morning with your breakfast, so there you go.
Yeah, it's a little espresso, kind of a dark roasted malt flavor to it.
I like this.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
That's really good beer,
this
man.
This isn't fair. We're 3-1 this show.
Yeah, I know, man.
This doesn't happen.
But, I'm actually kind of impressed or surprised. I thought this whole batch would be shit because it's Turkish beer, not to offend the Turks, but is that the right word, the Turks?
Turk 182. Look it up.
They're actually good beer so far, except for that damn ice. That was horrific.
Wow.
Dude, this is a beer I'd enjoy for a long time. A good sipping. Nice flavored dark beer.
Like I said, I'm surprised with the fact that it's a decent dark. It's still a little light, not in color, but like
right.
In,
it's
in
not
taste.
A stout. It's not a porter. It's a dark ale, is what it is, or a dark lager, I should say.
It definitely has the body of a lager.
Right. I think they did mention this is bottom fermented. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But that caramel really
comes
through.
It's a nice, comfortable sit back and enjoy a beer kind of a flavor,
I'm liking this. Wow. I was really all set to trash their beers tonight.
Yeah, dude, I was all expected to chug all the beers we had, but damn it, I'm impressed.
This is good.
This is really good.
This is high quality H2O.
Yep. And woo! I might have to take back that Budweiser of Turkey comment.
Well, distribution-wise.
Yeah, distribution-wise.
I can see why a lot of people are buying
this. Marketing-wise, it's Budweiser-related in that respect.
Yeah, I can absolutely see why people are pretty gung-ho about this and why it sells so much. Although, we don't know how many other breweries are in Turkey.
I would buy this beer over a Budweiser any day.
Oh, absolutely. I wonder what it costs over there.
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Yeah, see what the conversion rate
is. Note to Potsy, if you're listening to this show when we post it, remind me, how much was this shit in American dollars?
Wow, that was...
He said, whoa, that was. His is gone.
Yeah, I just slammed this. This was really good.
Cheers, brother. Another good beer from Turkey.
I'm enjoying it profusely.
I'm very impressed with these Turkish beers so far. I think we got one more to go.
Wow.
So now that your beer is empty, why don't you go get the final beer.
We really need to get the intern back in here to get the beers for us.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I've got a beer cellar.
Spoon has to go to the beer cellar. He'll be right
back.
What
sports do you think they watch over in Turkey when they're drinking
soccer.
Beer? Besides soccer.
Soccer. It even says on the FS Pilsen can there's a soccer logo on it.
Do you think they like still play polo with people's heads?
I don't know. The cricket or some
Pakistan.
Shit? I don't know.
Oh, same fucking area.
Yeah. Not sure. All right. I think that's the last beer.
Oh, this is a great one.
Is that the last beer in the row, right?
Yeah.
I got one row of Turkish beers in my beer fridge, so this is the last one. But
it's a twist off.
This is the one we got coming up is the Turkish malt liquor. They call it the FS Extra, but I still have my dark, so let me finish that while you...
So what do you think the homies over in Turkey are like that drink this? Do you think they have brown paper bags they put these in, or do they wrap in like swaddling clothes?
They got to pour one for the suicide bombers.
Oh.
Too much info?
Wrong country? Who cares?
Hey.
Drink our malt liquor.
Yeah,
I don't even know what a Turkish accent's like.
I do. I'll ask Potsy.
Yeah, if he could do some audio for us. I've never talked to somebody that's been Turkish.
I mean, I work with some people all around the world, but not one from Turkey. So
I talk to people in Costa Rica and Sweden. I pretty much have the Sweden accent down. But I
spent 12 hours with guys from the UK last night.
That would be brutal, man.
Dude, if I hear one more English accent, I'm going to punch somebody in the throat.
That would be extremely brutal.
It was a rough tech call for me.
I think the longest I ever spent on a tech call was close to an hour with someone from the UK. And most of it was just me telling them to slow down.
Yeah.
They talk so fast.
I always have to ask them to please repeat themselves in a polite way.
Well, you know what's fun to do, too? Throw in a Yinzer accent.
Yeah.
Oh, he's calling there is...
These guys want to take out their switch and change of ports and that.
And what you're going to do over there is, when you got that over there and that, you're going to move it over here and that. And, all right.
geek humor. I apologize. All right, we're going to take another quick hiatus here. We'll be right back due to the powers of editing, but I need to rinse these glasses.
Rinse your glasses.
Okay, we're back. I told you that would be a short hiatus due to the powers of editing.
Short for you, long for us.
Yes. Well said, Spoon.
Last one we have.
The final beer of the evening, or afternoon, as we'd like to call it.
Whenever you're listening to this, maybe in the morning, maybe you drive to work. We're on a long trip.
Final beer of the show.
FA's Extra.
And
Big X.
I wanted to save this one for last because it's the most high. It's the highest alcohol content one we have. And it's a friggin' malt liquor from Turkey.
8%.
Efes Extra. And, you know, when you think of Turkey, you really don't think of gangsta malt liquor. So.
This one, according to the description from the website, says it is perfect for those who like strong beers with high alcohol content. Well, if that's not should I drink that, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Right, dude. Do you need the opener, or is this another twist off?
It's a twist off.
It's a twist off. Malt liquor twist off.
Beer Advocate, 80. Rate beer, 11.
Jesus Christ. The difference is on
that. We need to talk to Groucho about that sheet that he got.
I have it.
That you're supposed to fill out when you review beers or whatever. Because you know what? Something ain't right. Well, they might be right on this one. We don't know. But the other ones
are dead wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And I wish they had one for the ice. I would have loved to seen that. But
because, you know, everything that they say on rate beer. Has to be word. It has to be golden. It is set in stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we love them.
Let's fucking crack that goddamn thing open. Let's check it out.
All right, here we go.
How's it smell, dude?
This is a malt liquor.
Is it strong?
We got to do the typical pitcher here.
Yeah, nice noise there, Spoon.
Yeah. We might have some extra. You might have to.
Yeah, pour a little more there. This is a big-ass bottle. I think it's a pounder in a glass bottle.
Along with the soap bubbles. Oh, that just looks really wrong.
You know, your review said 8%, but on the bottle it says 7.5%. Close enough, I guess.
I guess it's the conversion.
Might be the conversion. The
conversion of percents between United States and
Turkish. Yeah.
It's the Turkish system of doing percentage.
Fucking A. It looks decent. I haven't smelled this shit yet. Not much of a head to it.
I have absolutely no head to mine.
Nothing at all.
I just want a little head.
Is that so wrong? All right. Ready?
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
I'm going to smell this before I inhale it. Smells like a malt liquor, dude.
Smells like a malt liquor.
It's not overpowering, but you get that distinct hint of the malt liquor recipe.
After we did the malt liquor show, we're
burned into our nasal passages.
Yeah, they're right.
What do you think, dude?
How is it? Is it bad?
That's a malt liquor. Oh, my God, yeah.
But as a malt liquor, how is it? Not as a beer.
You know what?
He's fucking speechless.
Yeah.
He has no idea. I haven't tried mine yet.
That ranks up there with the King Cobra.
Does it really?
Oh,
I'm about to find out. I'm going to give this a shot.
I think it's going to make me cry. Oh, this is...
Is it better than the ice?
Yeah, it's better than the ice. Not much, but it is. Oh, yeah, look at his eyes are watering. Oh,
that's a strong alcohol taste to that.
Oh, God.
I get no flavor other than alcohol. It's not, I don't think it's bad, it's just strong.
Oh.
It's overpowering. The alcohol taste is fucking very high on
this. You know what? When I'm riding my camel in Turkey, this is something I'm going to have in my satchel.
I wonder if they put them in brown paper bags over there.
That's what I'm thinking. Brown paper bags inside the satchel.
He poured one for the camel.
Oh, my God.
Poured one for the downed camels.
Fucking camels wouldn't even drink this shit. You think they spit a lot now.
You know what's funny?
They can't even get the taste out of their fucking mouth.
We're doing a Turkish beer show, and I'm also smoking Camel Lights, the fine Turkish blend.
It is the smooth Turkish and domestic blend of a Camel Light cigarette.
How ironic is that?
Dude, that's pretty funny. I just realized
that's that. Actually funny, yeah. At least it is to us.
Yes, that's why.
Feel free to laugh.
Well, they do have pyramids on the box.
Yeah.
And there is a camel,
There's a camel.
But it is made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
But it's a fine Turkish and domestic blend.
Turkish Tabasco.
Tabasco. Turkish tobacco.
Turkish tobacco is the world's smoothest, most aromatic leaf. Blending it with more robust domestic tobaccos is a secret to camel's distinctive flavor and world-class smoothness.
This message is brought to you by R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27102 USA, 20 Class A cigarettes, www.rjrt.com.
Bookmark it. Oh, this is bad.
I like it because I understand what it is.
It's a malt liquor.
It's a malt liquor, and it's, you know, what I expect out of a malt liquor. Not much flavor, but a high alcohol taste to it. I mean, that's all I taste is alcohol. It's overpowering.
Overpowering is a good way to put it.
I would call this a good get shit face malt liquor beer.
Yeah.
This is a ghetto malt liquor. I'll give them credit.
This is why the Turks don't wage war anymore, because they're too busy drinking malt liquor.
They're too drunk on malt liquor.
That is at least the only Christian way to sect. Explain this.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the end of the show. Do you have anything more to tell the peeps, man?
I'm doing some quick math here. I think we might have a momentous moment.
Oh! We're doing math.
Keep talking.
On the Should I Drink That show. What the hell's up with that? I'm kind of confused, but we'll wait for his... Go ahead.
Let's see. I'm just counting. I'm looking at the cans and everything else that we have here. I will have to say that history was made this evening. The F.A.'s Pilsen was our 100th beer we reviewed.
No shit.
I'm looking at...
We're at 100? We're over 100 now, but the F.A.'s Pilsen was number 100.
Number 100. I'm looking at her. Looking. Wow, look at that. I'm checking out the stats spreadsheet that I
have. Yeah, we've been keeping track of all the beers we drank so far, and we officially broke 100, I guess.
We did.
Hey, cheers, brother.
Cheers with the malt liquor.
Cheers. Thanks for listening, guys. You've made it possible for us to drink 100 beers on this show or more. So we thank you for that.
We've got, let's see, that'll be 100, 1, 2, 3, 4.
104-ish.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And we're not counting the after party, after show beers
we drink. Oh, Lord, we'd be up around 300.
Yeah, I was just going to say about 300.
And one thing that we will have on the website soon, as I'm always working on the new fucking version, which Sick Puppy did see kind of a brief surprise template of what I'm going to be doing with this. We will have a list of all the beers we have reviewed, and now you know we've already had over 100.
That's awesome, dude. It's a milestone. I love that.
And we did it with Turkish beer.
Turkish beer.
But at least it was a good beer, though.
Dude,
it was a good Turkish.
I'm...
Thank God it wasn't the ice. I would be embarrassed.
Yeah. So I'm pleasantly surprised about all these beers. No, except for the ice. The ice is the downer of this of today's show.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, man, are really good. And I will do more research on the Fiji Bira, or Fiki Bira, however it's pronounced.
Cascazira.
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 Yeah, for the most part, we loved all the beers this evening except for one, man.
That's pretty good for Turks.
Yeah, exactly. I expected this to be a... Hey, let's drink some shitty beers from Turkey show, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
And it's not because you have 3 hours of sleep. It's because it's
actually
decent beers. And
again, yeah, this is my breakfast.
Breakfast beer of champions.
Fucking hey, it was a long weekend, brother.
Overall, we like the Turks beers.
Yes, check them out if you can get them. I'm not sure how available they are in the United States, but I know we can't get these fuckers around here. These were brought over from Turkey for us. So,
and if you do end up buying Turkish beers while you're out there splurging all of your paycheck, don't forget, go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website and buy a gray kangaroo.
Yes, the link is on the upper right-hand corner of the page with a really hot chick on it.
Yes. Buy a gray kangaroo. It's the personal alcohol filter. It purifies your alcohol and makes it taste fucking spectacular.
Yes, and we have a new show coming up on video for our new... Gray Kangaroo experiment, and I hope to get that out soon. I've been having some technical difficulties, but we'll work that out and get it out to you guys as soon as.
It's all about the karma because of the fact we did gin.
Yes, and I fucking hate gin. It tastes like a Christmas fucking tree.
Someone got shit-faced.
Juniper shit. Yeah, we have a guest that got hammered.
We all got hammered that one.
You know what, though?
That's what we're here for.
That boy's hardcore because he wants to do another show, so I'll give him credit for that, man.
Works for me.
wait till he sees what I have for the next show. That's a surprise, but it's going to be rank. So another good test for the gray kangaroo. But
and always while you're out there drinking, don't forget, you can buy SIDT swag from the SIDT store.
Yes.
Found off of the shouldidrinkthat.com website or go to cafepress.com/SIDT.
And we now have panties.
We have a thong.
Excuse me.
It was the design of Mr. Sick Puppy. The ladies at the bars have been asking us for a thong, so we figured, yeah, what the hell, why not?
I think on the front it says, eat at SIDT.
Yes, it does.
Yes. We're going to have another version up better soon, but I'm not sure Spoon will let me post it.
The guys at the Wrestling Mayhem show love that.
Nice.
They didn't believe me at first when I showed it to, or when I told them about it. Then they looked at it and went, holy shit, dude, that's pretty damn cool.
All right, man, you want to wrap this one up,
yes,
bro?
Yes, sir. We got post-show beers to go drink.
Yes.
After-party beers.
After-show beers. Post-show beers, as they like to call it. And we're going to
taste like celery.
We're going to finish off the show with a song from Sorg from Should I Drink That? Or, yeah, Should I Drink That? Yeah, sorry, I'm so used to pimping my own goddamn website. It just first thing popped into my head. From the Wrestling Mayhem Show.
Yes.
Crap TV. Do you have the URL for his crap website, Spoon?
Oh, you're going to make me look it up.
Yeah, please do, because I'd love to pimp that.
Actually, go to the Wrestling Mayhem website.
Yeah, there's a link to that on
there.
There's
a link to a lot of their stuff on there. But for some of the songs from Crap, what you're about to hear, and please, listen pretty damn close to this one. As always, our show is not safe for work unless you have headphones on.
Not for the kids.
What you're about to hear from Crap, their latest release, track number 9, Titties and Beer.
Titties and beer, man.
And titties and beer.
I want to thank Sorg for providing us with that song. It was very gracious of you.
Yes, he was.
You fat bearded bitch.
Long haired hippie.
Yeah, god damn it. All right. Hey, thanks again, guys, for listening. I think we're out of here. Final review. All the FS beers were good except for one. The fucking ice was horrific. But if you can get the FAs where you're at, please check it out, man. They're really good beers. Trust us.
And say you heard the review on
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, this has been Sick Puppy.
And, as always, the most reverend Father Spoon.
Saying we out.
Bitches.
Drink up, brother.
All right, so what are you working on there, man?
Titties and beer.
Feel free to sing along.
Yeah, if you know the song. Sing along. Titties and beer, titties and beer, that's what we like round here. Titties and beer, titties and beer, that's what we like round here. I like titties and beer, titties and beer, we drunk as fuck round here. I like to drink beer and see some boobs, strip club full of us. We spendin' our green on titties and beer, cause that's what we like round here. Titties and beer, titties and beer, that's what we like round here. Do you like beer? Titties and beer, cause that's what we like round here. Drinking a cup more draft beer, cause we tweak the titties round here. Titties and beer, titties and beer, that's what we like round here. Titties and beer, titties and beer, that's what we like round here. Yeah, I know it fucking sucks, but we're crap and it doesn't matter. Fuck that.
Poop, poop.
Poop, poop.